Instructions for when and how to use the following guided practice, along with a written transcript, can be found in the book, The Loving Parent Guidebook. This recording and the original text are both copyrighted by Adult Children of Alcoholics World Service Organization, Incorporated. All rights reserved. This guided practice, Creating a Safe Inner Space for Your Inner Family, is from page 18. To begin, find a quiet and comfortable space without distraction. Find a position that helps you stay alert but comfortable. Your eyes can be open with a soft gaze on one spot or closed. Please take care of yourself during this guided practice if it becomes too intense for you. If you move out of your challenge zone, try opening your eyes and looking around your space, listening to sounds in the room, or feeling how your body is supported by the chair or whatever surface you are sitting or lying on. Take a moment to settle in and feel your breath or listen to the sounds in your space. If you choose the breath, pay attention to the part of your body where your breath feels most comfortable for you. That could be at your nostrils, belly, or the rise and fall of your shoulders. Pay attention to that one place and take a few slow breaths, feeling your breath. Let any thoughts you might have fade away. If your mind wanders, that's okay. Gently bring yourself back to the present moment and put your attention on your breath or sounds. Continue to breathe naturally. As you begin this healing journey, it can be helpful to have a safe inner space for your inner family to return to, where they feel safe and where you can check in on them throughout your day. Imagine yourself showing up in a place that is just right for you at this moment. This can be a place in nature or indoors. You may have visited this place and felt a strong healing connection to it. It may be a place you long to visit. Maybe it exists only in your mind's eye. This is your healing, nurturing, safe space. Let yourself settle into this healing space. Allow yourself to look around. Notice the quality of the light. Take in the shapes and outlines of what you see. What colors are in your safe space? Absorb the qualities of this place. Notice the sensation of the air on your skin. It may be warm or cold, dry or moist. Feel your body in the space and notice any sensation of textures. What sounds are in your healing space? Notice what aromas, if any, are present. Picture, if you can, your inner child and inner teen finding cozy spots in the space where they can relax and feel safe. This is their personal space where they can feel nurtured. Take a moment to observe them. Notice what they're doing, how they feel. Do they have everything they need? Give them whatever they need to feel comfortable. Perhaps a blanket, stuffed animal, cozy pillows, or a hammock. Now, notice if there's a spot in your space where the critical parent can hang out. Perhaps that spot is in a separate room or section of the space, or where the inner child and inner teen can't see them. See where your critical parent wants to be and keep adjusting it until it feels right for the inner child and inner teen. Or drop this part if it doesn't work for you. Where in your body do you experience the effect of the safe space? Your safe place is always within reach. When you're in your everyday life, you can recall the bodily sensations you felt when connected to the safe space. These sensations can unfold within you, allowing you to carry the space's qualities as you go through your day. For now, take a last look around and savor the experience and feeling of this place. Notice how your body feels and say a temporary farewell to this place. Bring your awareness back to yourself in the here and now. Take a couple of deep breaths. Wiggle your fingers and toes. This healing energy is here for you whenever your inner family needs it. Open your eyes or lift your gaze when you're ready and reconnect with the world around you.